USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Joe Biden rolled back several existing border initiatives, the number of people crossing illegally into the United States skyrocketed. In February, despite freezing weather, Border Patrol apprehended over 101,000 illegal border crossings along the southern border. That's according to Jason Jones, a former Texas Department of Public Safety captain. Former CBP director under President Trump, Mark Morgan, telling Fox News the Biden administration is inviting illegal immigrants into the United States.
Their message, the Biden administration has actually been crystal clear, and their message is our borders are open and come on in, and when you do, we're going to release you into the United States.
The Biden administration set to secure another 100 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas's mask mandate ends on Wednesday, and businesses are allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibits local governments from enforcing their own mask requirements. However, masks can still be required at private businesses and federal property. Some Jewish conservatives plan to celebrate the end of the COVID restriction with a mask-burning party. An online advertisement for the outdoor event says people who can attend can burn their masks at a communal bonfire. Alaska taking a big step regarding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for this twice-a-year ritual to be canceled.
A bipartisan group of senators have renewed efforts to permanently end the twice-a-year daylight savings time transition. First incorporated on July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, initiated the plan. In 1970, Port Arthur became Thunder Bay, and with nearly 2,200 hours of sunlight each year, Thunder Bay is the sunniest city in eastern Canada. The time change was first initiated in the United States during World War I, and then reinstituted again during World War II, all a part of the war effort's energy saving plan. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith, a Republican from Mississippi, says the public safety improvements, economic benefits, as the well-being of the American people are all excellent, credible reasons to embrace year-long daylight savings time. End quote. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not participate in DST. Oh, and by the way, daylight savings time is this weekend as we spring forward 1 hour early Sunday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two Republican congressmen are calling for an examination of legal conservatorship like the one Britney Spears is in. Matt Gaetz of Florida and Ohio's Jim Jordan want a hearing to look at whether court-ordered conservatorships may be unjust. They say that public concern is growing about the arrangements that withhold personal rights from people, especially after a recent documentary on Spears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.